Shabbat shalom. I just love Manhattan in the summer. While it might be hot and humid outside, the city is just so much quieter. As many of our fellow New Yorkers get out of town for cooler temperatures, the pace is just a little more reasonably slow and less frenetic. So I was a bit dismayed when I walked into a Duane Reade this week, and there they were, school supplies. It's only the end of July, and we are already being nudged into getting ready for fall. It brings home the truth that it may indeed very well be wise to start preparing for next season. Likewise, our Jewish calendar also reaches out towards the fall in the middle of the summer. Tomorrow is Erev Tisha B'Av, a time of communal mourning. Tisha B'Av reminds us of devastating events in Jewish history, the destruction of both the first and second temples in Jerusalem, led to major paradigm shifts for our people. Our ancestors had to learn how to be Jewish without a central temple. We are here today because of their capacity for change and renewal. Yet Tisha B'Av also functions as an important marker in our annual journey. It is the lead-in to the season for Teshuvah, repentance and renewal. It is the entry point towards Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So while it is a time of communal mourning, it is also a time for each of us to begin soul searching and working towards meaningful, personal change. From Musar to wisdom literature, we have many Jewish sources to turn to for guidance regarding personal growth. But perhaps some of the most important lessons about personal change can be gleaned through examining the lives of some of our most celebrated biblical figures. So tonight I'd like to focus on Jacob, Joseph, and Moses, and the personal transformation that occurs for each of them throughout their lifetimes. Jacob, our third patriarch, begins his life with many flaws. He is clever, but willing to use his cleverness to connive relatives in the interests of achieving his desires. He steals his brother Esau's birthright to inherit land, and then goes on to steal his brother's blessing from their father. And when Esau becomes rightfully enraged, Jacob simply runs away. He encounters God in the desert, but shows distrust to God. He even gives God an ultimatum. If you will stay with me always, I will have you for my God. The journey he needs to make is one of building compassion and faith. Years later, Jacob hears that his brother is looking for him, and instead of running away like he had in the past, Jacob goes to meet him and the brothers reconcile. Likewise, he does not avoid confrontation when he encounters a sort of angry angel in the desert. Once again, rather, he wrestles with the angel and leaves the experience blessed and changed. He takes on a new name, Yisrael, one who struggles with God. But the point is, he did not flee, but stayed present for the struggle. Like Jacob, we may find ourselves running at times to avoid confrontation. We might hide behind sarcasm, or perhaps we create distance by avoiding sharing our thoughts and feelings with others. Or maybe we cling to ingrained attitudes to protect ourselves. We too have to struggle to keep our faith when confronted with unsettling moments. Yet we might find that pushing ourselves to engage may actually open up opportunities for us for more meaningful personal connection and spiritual growth. The story of Joseph presents an archetype of a more sudden paradigm shift. At first, Joseph is his father's favorite son. When his jealous brothers lower him into a pit, he is literally diminished in status. As he climbs out of the pit, Joseph is metaphorically reborn, this time as a slave. He is picked up and taken to work in Egypt. He experiences many ups and downs in Egypt, from being thrown in jail to becoming a viceroy to Pharaoh. Almost with a superhero trajectory, he needs to confront relentless challenges. He almost develops a muscle for change, and he learns to rely on his natural abilities to see him through these challenges. Joseph is a model for change and fluidity. We too can develop a muscle for change. The more we exercise it, the stronger it becomes, helping us to lessen our fear of change and to rely on our abilities to adjust to different circumstances. Moses presents yet a different example of a paradigm shift. When God first asks Moses to lead the Israelites out of slavery, Moses tries to refuse. He does not feel up to the task and seems to give every excuse for not stepping up. Moses, in fact, refuses God's call 5 times before finally taking responsibility and accepting what he is called to do. And from that moment, when he answers God's call, he wears the mantle of leadership, yet it takes many small and incremental changes until he fully grows into this role. When God first speaks to Moses, Moses refers to himself as a poor speaker, slow of tongue, implying that he therefore is not really a suitable leader. But by the time of his last speech, Moses is a sophisticated orator speaking in poetry. He is the leader, sine qua non. Yet he keeps a sense of humility. He knows about delegating authority and focusing on big picture problems. But unlike Jacob, there is no name-changing moment of great transformation. Instead, Moses is the emblem of small and incremental change throughout a lifetime. We too can struggle when we are called upon again and again to accept responsibility, demonstrate leadership, maturity, and to shift our attitudes. While on paper, we seem to embrace change, in reality, we often resist it. Whether we struggle with accepting responsibility for healthy habits or ending dysfunctional relationships, we tend to hold on to old patterns. They can give us a false sense of security and predictability. At the heart of it, when presented with change, we confront our vulnerability. It is difficult to embrace discomfort and move away from established patterns. After all, we avoid allowing ourselves to be vulnerable for fear of not being able to protect ourselves in an uncertain world. When Jacob faces the challenge of the angel in the desert, he finds blessing. When Moses rises to God's call, God is with him for the journey. And Joseph's resilience in the face of changing life circumstances restores a sense of faith. None of them knew what the future would hold, nor do we. But we have a path, and their stories give us something to hold on to as we journey through life. They inspire faith. They reassure us that we too are capable of facing change with grace and strength. God calls God's self Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh, meaning something like, I will be what I will be. God is the unending essence projecting into the future forever. And we will find new facets to our spirituality as we change. May we begin this season for renewal with the inner strength to make the changes we need to. May we uncover the gifts that change can bring. Shabbat Shalom.